Hallelujah. This is your time to shine. Hallelujah. We were born for such a time as this.
Amen.
It's a Jim Elliot quote, a famous quote. I'll try not to butcher it. From Jim Elliot. He is no fool who gives that which he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. And that is such a profound statement. But isn't that what the Lord has all called us to do, is to be, a living sacrifice, to give our lives in this world, amen, for that which will be. And that's the greatest investment you can make, is a life lived for Jesus, amen. And God's working in you. He's working in me, and He's working in us both to will and to do. He gives us a holy desire to do those things that please Him. So you and I were created for Him, as you know, and we were created to be a blessing. So the title of the message today is Created to be a Blessing. And the Christian life is Christ in you and Christ living through you in this dark world. It's the Lord in us and working through us in this world. It's not just observing ordinances and learning doctrine, but it's knowing the God of the Word and being His ambassadors, His representatives in this world. Hallelujah. So God called Abraham. Remember, He blessed him. Not to hoard God's blessings, but so he could be a blessing in this world. In Genesis 12:1, the Lord said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So God basically told Abram to leave his old life behind because he was taking him into a new place. If we get settled in the place we've always been, we'll never step into what God has, the new place that he has for us. I'm talking about in our relationship with him. Amen. And in our anointings, our callings, our gifts, God wants us to move beyond where we've been. He doesn't want us to sit forever in the same place. Amen. So God moves us. He causes things to happen in our lives sometimes to uproot us even. All right. And because he knows, we're very prone to settle in complacency, and just be satisfied where we've always been doing the same thing we've always done. And the insanity is what? Doing the same thing repetitively, right? And expecting a different result. And but God wants us to move with him because he is taking us on a journey from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And there is much more that God wants to do in us and through us. But we have to be willing to leave. I'm not talking about geographic. It doesn't mean you're leaving the state necessarily, right? But we need to be willing to move from where we've been, okay, so that we can be where God wants us to be. Because where God calls you to be is already blessed. Amen? Jesus said, "Where I am, there my servant will be also." So it's a matter of walking with the Lord, allowing him to direct us, our steps, being willing to do what he tells us to do. You'll never know what God has planned for you unless you're willing to obey his voice. He's just not going to make it happen for you. He calls you to obedience to his voice. And as we respond to his voice and do what he tells us to do, we need to overcome this thing called fear of man. Amen. And when we step out for God, God meets us in the place of that obedience. And the grace that we need is there. The provision that we need is there. Amen? The blessing is in the place God calls us to be. Just like Elijah. God would disrupt things in his life. Amen? And the brook dried up, he had to move. Because God was taking him somewhere else. His time was up there in that assignment. And so we need to learn how to walk with the Lord and to trust him. And the Lord is going to, at times, challenge our faith to do something we've never done before, but it's what he wants to accomplish in our lives. There are gifts that God has invested in you and each one of us that he wants to bring out. All right. Gifts are not just to be hidden, as Jesus said, under a bushel, right? But they're to be displayed for the glory of God. And so we have to be willing to take a step of faith when the Holy Spirit is prompting us, okay, to obey his voice. And the more that we learn to do this, the more we'll find out that God is faithful. If he's telling me to do something, he's not going to put me out there on my own. He's going to back up what he tells me to do. He will confirm his word with accompanying signs. And so we should be, our lives should be a sign and a wonder. Amen. We're not just chasing after signs and wonders. Amen. Our lives are to be a sign and a wonder to the world, to the watching world. And God wants to display his glory. He wants to reveal himself through us to the watching world around us. All right. And so we are to be actually demonstrating the gospel. Because this gospel we're talking about, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the gospel of power. Amen. It's not in word only, but it's the gospel of power. And so God wants us to learn his voice, first of all, and through experience and through testings and opportunities that he gives us to step out in faith and do what he tells us to do. And then he will confirm that word and then we'll know that was him. And you know, there's going to be times when we miss it, but God has grace for that. Yes. All right. But I had this brother years ago when I was back in New York. He said, I'd rather have enthusiasm in ignorance than knowledge on ice. And I thought, that's a good one. I got to hold on to that one. Because if we're ignorant, well, God can train us. He can teach us. If we make a mistake, I don't know about you. I've made a few mistakes along the way. But, you know, God's looking for some Peters. He's looking for some people that are willing to get out of the boat, get up on the water, amen, where Jesus is at, to get into a place where you've never been before and do something you've never had happen before, amen, you've never experienced before. And so that's what it's like. And the Christian life is a life of supernatural power in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So God told Abram, I'm going to take you into a place, a new place. All right. And in that place, I will increase you and I'm going to make you a blessing to all the families of the earth. And that is exactly what has happened from that little nation of Israel, the descendants of Abraham. And in order for this to come to pass, Abram had to be willing to obey the voice of the Lord. And he had to obey the instruction of the Lord to leave his family, to leave the place that he was familiar with. It's easy for us, amen, to get caught in a place where we're comfortable and familiar. But God often will call us out of that because he has something better for us. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have better. Amen. Because his plan is best for us. And we need to learn how to trust him. So in verse 4, it says, Abram departed from the Lord as the Lord had spoken to him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old. So anybody 75, maybe even older here? When he departed from Haran. In other words, it's not too late, right? Likewise, God calls you and I to leave our old life behind and follow him in order that he may exalt us to be a blessing in the earth. God's not against exalting us, by the way. We're just not supposed to be exalting ourselves. If you humble yourself, he will exalt you. But if you exalt yourself, he will humble you. So God didn't bless Abraham just so he would feel good, but that through him and his seed, all peoples of the earth would be blessed. And of course, it says seed, meaning Christ. It was speaking that through his lineage, the Messiah, the Christ would come. Amen. The Redeemer of the world. In Galatians 3:16, it says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. So there Paul is explaining what he meant by that. Through his seed is talking about Christ. So the Lord blesses us so that we can be a blessing in this world. So we need God's blessing. Jacob understood that, didn't he? And he would not let the angel of the Lord go until he did what? Till he blessed him. He wrestled in the spirit until he got that blessing from the Lord. Amen. But the Lord knew that we can make a mess of the blessing unless we're also broken and humbled. Amen. And every time he took a step, he was reminded of that encounter. As you remember, his hip was put out. But God had blessed him, and the blessing continued even to this present day through Abraham and through his descendants and through Christ, who is the seed that was promised that would be born of the Virgin. Amen. So we're not to hoard the blessings of God, but we are to become vessels through which God blesses others in this world. All right? So it's not just a bless me club, but God blesses us so that we become that blessing to others. Amen? A blessing in the world. And so you need to consider yourself a blessing. I am a blessing. Amen? And let me just say it. You are, in Christ, God's gift to this world. I know we use that sometimes to criticize people who are full of themselves, but in Christ, we are his gift to the world. God allows us to partner with him. The grace comes from the Lord. Amen? So the credit and the glory belongs to God. Amen? But God gives us grace, but the stewardship is our responsibility of that, right? The stewardship of that grace is our responsibility. So when I receive the grace of God, I've been given a responsibility to do something with it. Come on. And that is to bless others with the gift of God that's in me. And that means I got to get over me, get over myself, get over the fear of man. Amen. If you're fearful of men, it means you lack the power of God in your life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you become bold as a lion. Amen. The Lord gives us a supernatural boldness. So get on your face before God if you need to and just cry out to him until he completely saturates your life with his holy presence, amen, his Holy Spirit, so that you can then walk in the power of that Holy Spirit that's within you. As you rely upon the Lord who is within you, he will give you the grace to overcome that outer man, that part of us that is insecure and often fearful. So we need the Holy Spirit's power to overcome our insecurities and our infirmities. Amen. God will use us if we rely upon him and if he finds that he has a faithful servant. He has a user-friendly vessel, if you will, someone who's willing to say, yes, I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it for you. Sign me up. Here am I, Lord. What? Send me. In Luke 9:23, Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. How many have heard that one before? You're hearing it all the time, amen? Our biggest problem as believers is not the devil, but selfishness. If we can get over self, amen, the devil doesn't have anything to work with. Amen. He works through the self, the selfish person. So when man fell in the garden, he became like Satan, self-exalting, self-serving. But that's not the way we were created. We were created for him. Amen. Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, you know, they became enemies of God, just like Satan. But praise God, Jesus came to restore us back. Amen. And to right fellowship with the Father through his blood. Amen. Hallelujah. He opened the way for us. Amen. How you know we have access now to the Father's throne of grace by way of the blood. Amen. Not by my own goodness or works. Amen. But by the mercy of God. And because of the blood of Jesus, I can come with confidence and I can claim the merits of that and say, thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of my sins. Amen. And if we sin, we have an advocate, don't we? Just confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you. Move on in your life. Don't let the devil keep you beat down, amen, and wallowing in your past, amen, because if you're just living out of your past, you won't live in the now, amen, for God. So many people are just allowing the devil to beat them down, even to the place where they're just in depression, or they're thinking that they're just a failure. Well, how many know that failure is also a stepping stone to success? I don't know about you, but I failed a couple times in my life. How about you? Amen. Did God throw you away because you failed? No. Amen. You're not a failure because you fail. You're a failure if you quit. Amen. So if we fail, we go back and we learn from it. Amen. And next time we'll say, well, I'll be a little wiser next time. And amen. God will give his grace to the humble, to the one who will admit that. Stay teachable. Stay pliable in his hands. Romans 8:29, for God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. He was the first resurrection, right? The man Christ Jesus. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him, and having called them, he gave them right standing with himself, and having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. And what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can claim that one? Who can ever be against us, right? 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. I am righteous today because of Christ. Hallelujah. So the Christian life is not just about saying prayers, reading our Bibles, and doing good things so we can hopefully go to heaven someday. The Christian life is Christ in you. Amen. The Christian life is Christ living through you. God wants to work through our lives in this world to advance his agenda, his kingdom, his will be done. Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. So God wants heaven to come into us so we can shine as lights in the world. Amen. Jesus walked in unselfish love and now calls us to come and follow him. Our lives are to be for the purposes of the one who created us. Genesis 12:2, he said to Abram, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Do you know, if you look up that word, the Hebrew word for that blessing also means gift, present. I'm going to make you a present to the people around you, to the surrounding nations. And in you, all the nations of the earth will be what? Blessed. Hallelujah. We were blessed, amen, to be a blessing. God blesses his people, not because we're spiritual, but to make us spiritual. Amen. So we get blessed because we need to be blessed by him to be that blessing. So we come to the Lord and say, Lord, bless me, keep me, cause your face to shine on me and be gracious to me. Amen. Lord, lift up the light of your countenance. Look upon me with your favor. Amen. And give me your peace. We just need him. That's all. If you, It's all about Jesus. He's the central theme of everything in Scripture. Amen. It's all about Christ. And our lives have to be all about Him because we were redeemed. That means we were purchased with His precious blood. We no longer own ourselves. We belong. We're His property. We're the bride of Christ. Amen. And so we need to be living in a state of readiness and preparation for when the Lord does call on us at times to step out of ourselves and into the realm of the unknown. Because, you know, the Lord will take you some places where you never thought you would go or even dare to walk. But we know, like Peter, he was willing to walk in a place, you know, that many would not dare to walk. But because Peter, even though he had flopped a few times, amen, God saw something in Peter. He saw a man after his own heart, a man that had some faith in him, amen, to say, well, at least I'm going to get out of the boat. You guys want to stay here? I'm going after Jesus, you know. The safest place to be is where Jesus is at, amen. So we have to overcome ourselves. We have to overcome our weakness. And that's why we must be strong in the Lord. We must be people of His presence, people of prayer. We must be relying upon the grace of God in order to be the people we're called to be. In order to let the light of Christ shine through us, amen, we have to be filled with the oil, amen, and the flame of God, hallelujah, so that when people look at us, they see the reality of this that we talk about. It's more than just a doctrine, amen. We are those living epistles. We are the Bible that people are reading. They're looking at our lives and say, there's something different about you. Why are you always so happy? I give you Jesus. Happiness is the Lord. But the key to becoming like Jesus is seeing the real Jesus. This is key. Seeing what I never saw before so I can become what I've never been. Seeing what I never saw before so I can become what I've never been. 2 Corinthians 3:16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil, what? Is taken away. The blinders come off. We begin to see who He is. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face now, praise God, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Remember, Moses had to veil himself because of the glory of God. Today, we don't need a veil, do we? We can turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full. And we can come by the way of blood, amen, into His very presence, in His throne. Hallelujah. And receive the mercy and grace to help us. Amen. Let's be filled. Overflow for Jesus. That's what people need, is they need the overflow. Amen. They need the Lord. Amen. We're not here to present ourselves, but Christ to the world. Amen. But we're beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So when we look into the perfect law of liberty, the Word of God, amen, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit breathes upon it, we begin to see a reflection of who we are in our new identity. Amen? And we cannot know who we are in our new identity until we know who He is. So we're getting to know Him. And then we are to reflect that same image in the world around us. Amen? Amen? Just like the moon reflects the sun on a darkened world. Amen? Consider ourselves to be that reflection of the Lord. Amen? In this world. But we have to be looking upon Him. We have to be seeking His face, drawing near to Him, amen, and listening to His voice. There's going to be times when you're not feeling anything, you're not seeing anything, maybe it doesn't seem like anything's happening, and all of a sudden God just disrupts your life and drops something in or something happens, and all of a sudden your socks are blessed off, right? But when God speaks to us, we need to be listening. Amen. Because often He will just give us an instruction like Abraham, get out from where you're at among your people. Amen. From the familiar place you've been to a place that I will show you later. So just leave where you've been. Right. And so, well, he had to be in a place where he trusted God enough where he obeyed Him. You see, we can say we trust the Lord, but trust is really reflected in our obedience. If we obey Him, it means we really trust Him. If we do the Word, amen, it means we believe His Word. So whenever a person turns to the Lord, it really is speaking about repentance. The spiritual veil of blindness is removed. Amen. It's through that true repentance and faith. And now I can boldly approach the Lord. All right. There's an old hymn, Break Thou the Bread of Life. Has anybody ever heard that? In one of the verses, it says, Beyond the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. Beyond the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. Amen. Through the written word, we come to know the living word. Amen. Because it's all about a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Have you ever read any of the writings of Watchman Nee? Some good stuff. A man that spent many years incarcerated for his faith without a Bible. And Richard Wurmbrandt too. Alone with God.
14 years.
Yeah. And so many years in solitary confinement, actually. Yeah. 14 years. But Watchman Nee also, you know, he was a Chinaman. And yet he had amazing encounters and revelations that came just from his time with Jesus, alone with the Lord. And, you know, I believe in the importance of the word, amen, because it protects us from error, amen. But you see, we don't know what tomorrow holds, amen. And I would encourage everyone, amen, to make sure you're spending time in this book, amen, and getting those words down in your spirit. Because there may come a time when all of a sudden you don't have access to this. The only thing you're going to have access is what you put on the hard drive, amen. And the Holy Spirit is the one that will bring it to your remembrance. So we got to get the word down in us, amen. And I know often the Lord, that's how he speaks to me. He'll just bring a word back to me, amen. He'll remind me of something. And but the question this morning is, have you entered into the new place that God is calling you into? Maybe you say, well, I don't know if there is a new place. Maybe I'm at the end of my road. You know, a lot of people have said that, and they've been saying that for years. Well, I must be at the end of my road 10 years later. I must be at the end of my road. Well, what have you done over the last 10 years? How about making the most of every opportunity? Amen. While you've got time, you've got breath. Amen. You can serve the Lord. You can say, Lord, what can I do with you today?
Right.
Not just for you, but what can I do with you today? Let's do life together. Each day with Jesus, amen. And he will open opportunities. If you're really looking for it and you're willing to be obedient to him, then he'll entrust to you the riches of that understanding of his will for you. He sees our hearts. Abraham had to leave his old life in order to receive God's life and become that blessing. So again, the Christian life is not just about Bible study, prayers. Come on. And hoping someday I go to heaven. Christian life is about you and I being a vessel that God works through. Christian life is you and I, amen, calling heaven to earth. God wants to work through us, live through us. He wants to bring heaven through us. He wants people to taste the goodness of the Lord through God's people who represent him. Amen. Who go and they bear precious seed. Amen. We are salt. We are that light. Amen. And so God empowers us by his spirit and he gives us his word so that we can be sowers and waterers for him. Sowing the seed of the word. One will sow, another will water, right? But the Lord brings in the increase, right? So let's get busy. Brother, that was a word. Amen. I like to just raw and right out there. It's time to get busy for God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God says, break off the grave clothes. Cast them off. Amen. You've been sitting in sympathy. What's the word? Self-pity. You know, the pity party. It's time where you just have to get over stuff and say, okay. David finally came to a place where he was grieving over Absalom. He just washed himself. Okay. Done. He has to move on. Are you hearing me? You don't want to live perpetually in grief. Amen. We all experience it, but it should not be an ongoing thing that we keep nursing. All right. God wants us to get up. Amen. Take up our cross, follow him. Say, Lord, I want to live the rest of my time You may be 75 years old. That's not too old. It wasn't for Abraham. Amen. Just say, Lord, what can I do for you? Show me where I can serve. There are many opportunities to serve the Lord. Amen. There are people everywhere that need the Lord. The people in your family, maybe you have children or grandchildren that need the Lord. Amen. You can stand in the gap for them and pray and be the priest and priestess of that household. Amen. And don't give up on your children. Amen. The Christian life is you and I lighting up the night. I like that. And destroying the works of darkness. So listen, if you are in Christ today, all right, consider yourself a gift to this world. Consider yourself blessed in the Lord. Amen. God blessed Abram. Amen. Became Abraham, father of many nations. Amen. So Abram was known as the father of faith because he believed God. It was imputed to him as righteousness because he was willing to act upon the word of God. God declared him as a righteous man. Amen. So faith goes back even to the Old Testament. Amen. It began with Abraham. And we are to follow in this same example. And Hebrews 11 talks about that, doesn't it? And all those examples of faith, even in the Old Testament, of those who obeyed God, who walked with God, who listened to God, were considered, amen, righteous because of their faith. And so you and I are a blessing to this world. I'm finished with Ephesians 1:3, one of my favorite. But blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You know, that's our identity. We are a blessed people. I know sometimes we get in our pity parties, we have bad days, and sometimes I hear people saying, well, God never does anything good for me, and if God was good, this wouldn't happen to me. They don't know God. That just means they don't know God. Because you know God's heart. You know God is good. Amen. He's gooder than we are. He's the goodest. The Lord is so good. Hallelujah. And He makes us good. Amen. If you want to be good, abide in Him who's good. It's not about us, what we can do. But we can produce the life, the fruit of the Spirit, as we abide in Him who is life. Doing life together with Jesus is as simple a walk of faith as lights in this world. We're supposed to be lighting up the night. Hallelujah. And yeah, the world's not always going to understand us. They're not going to get us. They're going to wonder, you're kind of weird or you're different. You know, but I often say this, but I have a new normal now. What used to be normal is now abnormal to me. And what is abnormal before is now normal to me. Now I get it because the Lord allowed me to see. The Lord opened my eyes to know Him, to know the truth. And I'm just grateful that the Lord, first of all, saved me also, but He allows me to partner with Him and to be a servant of His. What a privilege we have to be His children, but also to be His servants. Amen. That we get to serve the Lord. Pray and seek the Lord and ask Him to reveal His will. Amen. Because He will bless those who honor Him. He will honor those who honor Him. So as we obey His voice, He will meet us in the place of obedience. He's going to be where He tells you to be. And if you will speak when He's telling you to speak, He will fill in the blanks. Sometimes I'm like, God, what am I going to talk about? I haven't got a clue. And the more that you learn, the more options there are that can come across your mind. I say, Lord, but there are 1,000 things I can talk about. What do you want? Because His word is life. Amen. And God has a rhema word And that's what we need to zero in on, is what is God saying now? A word in due season, how good it is, right? We want to hear a word from the Lord. And it's life-giving when God is speaking. Hallelujah. So the Christian life is to live from Christ and not from self any longer. Not relying upon me and my ability, but upon His ability, His power, His grace. So that people are experiencing or encountering the Lord and not us. Yeah, they'll get the clay. Amen. But they're also going to know there's more to us than meets the eye. But we want to reveal Christ to the world. You are God's gift to this world. You are created to be a blessing. So be that blessing. Hallelujah. If you find yourself fearful, fear of man, fearful of stepping out for God, go deep into God. Pray, fast if you need to. Pray and fast, get close to God. Amen. And the power of God's Spirit will overcome your fear, your insecurity, amen, even your infirmities. Lord, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've given. I thank you for the move of your Spirit among us today. I thank you that you've been touching hearts and lives today. Lord, we pray that you would quicken us by your Spirit. Lord, we pray for a great boldness, Lord God. We pray that we will not fear man ever, but we will only fear the Lord. We pray that the fear of the Lord will come upon each one in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We say, Lord, rise up and strike down your enemies. We say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Lord, scatter our enemies. Scatter the enemies in our lives and our minds even, Lord. Scatter them in Jesus' name. Drive them out, Lord God. And we pray, replace the enemy, Lord, with you, with your holy presence. Lord, we want every void, every room in our lives filled with your holy presence. Well, Lord, we want you to have full access to all of us today. Would you just tell them that today? Give them full access to you. Would you lift your hands and say, Lord, I give you full access. Lord, I want you to come into every area, every void in my heart. And I want you to fill me with your holy presence and make me strong in your might. Make me bold for you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.